Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you. Great to have you along. And every week at this time, we talk about computers. It is our Tech Talk segment. David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, so this week we got something to watch out for here, right?
Well, I guess it's not just this week, though. I think it's all the time. But unfortunately, Google Chrome has been notified that they had 33 million times downloads of malicious and fake Chrome extensions. Mm. That folks like you and I add an extension to do something for us within Chrome. They found over the past 3 months, which is a very short period of time, 111 extensions that were downloaded 33 million times.
What's an example of one of these extensions? Like, what does it do within Google Chrome?
Okay, so the extensions are from the Google Chrome store normally or usually.
Yeah.
And they'll let you do something. For instance, it could be a coupon clipper.
Mm.
It could be any type of add-on that's going to help you use Chrome more effectively and efficiently.
Okay.
So, and, you know, we download those on our own. We actually make the decision to download them.
Yeah.
But some people have been receiving advertising to get this new Chrome download, a Chrome extension, and it's not even coming from the Chrome store. If they see the word Chromium, they think that it's Chrome, and that's not always the case.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yikes.
So it appears as some kind of advertisement?
It does. It could even be an email that comes into you, and if you're a Chrome user, it might be something that you would like to have as an addition to your browser functionality.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on the link and it takes you to a site called Chromium, it's not Chrome. It's not the Google Chrome store. So you have to be very careful when you look at these types of things. The interesting thing about these 111 different extensions is they're being used in a global eavesdropping campaign. So they're looking for, from us, they're trying to get our passwords, they're trying to log our keystrokes, all the things that hackers tried to do, they were doing through these extensions.
Yikes.
Okay, so now, I mean, you said most of us, we would add things as we're going along that we want something to do, like coupons or something. Mm-hmm. How do we know a real one from a fake one?
You have to make sure that you always get it from the Google Chrome store. Don't get anywhere else. It has to be directly from Google. Anyone who's advertising that doesn't take you to the Chrome store is not an authorized and not a vetted extension.
All right, so that's the thing to watch out for again. When it's Google Chrome Store only.
Hmm.
Correct. But then again, with this problem that they've just been notified of this issue last month, 79 of the 111 extensions were in the Chrome Web Store.
Yeah.
So they weren't being vetted when, let's call them developers, uploaded them to the Chrome Store, or they had enough good information to get them past the people who vet these things to get them authorized in the Chrome store. And then we as users, we assume that they're safe for us, and it's something we want to add to our website extensions, we download it. Hmm. And then that's when the problems start.
What about directly from the actual business? For example, I have on my Chrome, I have Honey, and I don't think I went through the Chrome store. I think I just went through the Honey website.
And that could be or could possibly not be a vetted application.
Duh.
If they don't submit it to Google to put it in the Chrome store, they're trying to keep something from you.
So what?
It's not like. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, can we run a little report or a test to see if it's okay? What should we do if we have these possibly suspect add-ons onto the Chrome?
Yeah, I wish there was some way that we, as the user, the end user, could actually do that.
Mm.
At this point, there is not. The one way to see if you have one of the 111 say, fictitious extensions is to go to my article on the website, and then I have the report from Awake Technologies, and that's a company that identified and has made notice of all of these extensions and gave and told Google that these are bad.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they removed them. But you have to look at the report to see all 111 of them. And other than that, it's just, I want to say you want to be diligent with how you get these, but even the Chrome store can be hacked, or they can get extensions uploaded that aren't really what we want to be putting on our computers.
Wow.
Yikes.
Okay. And what do these things do, David? Again, if you download a fake one.
Well, the ones that were identified were trying to get our information from us from what we do on the actually on the website. Or on the internet. It's trying to get, they're adding a malicious payload that lets them monitor your keystrokes, lets them check your system for passwords, all the things that you don't want a hacker getting information for about. This is what these extensions were doing.
All right. David Snell.
Great.
Tech Talk.
Aww.
Always things to watch out
something.
For.
I know.
Always something. That's why he's never going to be out of a job. That's why he's here every Tuesday. WATD, because there is always stuff to watch out for.
Yeah, we need to know.
And we need to know about it and try to stay one step ahead of these guys. All right, David Snell, where can people go to read more and to read more information about this latest story?
Well, they can go to my website, acksmartit.com, click on my blog link, and from there you can download the Awake Report. It's safe to download it and take a look at it. And it's a PDF, and it'll let you see exactly what they discovered, how they discovered it, and how to actually see if you have the problems with your browser.
Mm. All right. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
It's David Snell, Tech Talk. We do it every week at this time on WATD.